This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. As Ukraine braces for a possible attack from Russia, President Volodymyr Zelensky said on Saturday he wanted to convene a meeting of world powers to secure new security guarantees for his country, as the current global system is no longer fit for the purpose. Speaking at the Munich Security Conference Saturday, Zelensky also called on NATO members to be honest about whether they wanted Ukraine to join the alliance or not. The 44-year-old leader called on the world to learn what he called the, quote, terrible lessons from history, and chided the international community for what he said was the appeasement of Russia. He said, quote, the rules that the world agreed on decades ago no longer work. This is a cough syrup when what you need is a coronavirus vaccine. Zelensky said if the West was so sure that Russia was about to attack, it should impose sanctions on Moscow now rather than threatening to impose them after an attack. He said those sanctions would be of no use once bombs start falling on Ukraine. Earlier Saturday, Zelensky spoke on the phone with French President Emmanuel Macron in a call he said was urgent and discussed possible ways of immediate de-escalation and political diplomatic settlement in eastern Ukraine. Ukraine has reported an increase in ceasefire violations by Russia-backed separatists recently. Kiev's Western allies, of course, are concerned that Russia is poised to launch a military offensive, although Russia denies any plans to attack its neighbor. France, along with Austria and Germany, has urged its citizens in Ukraine to leave the country. And Russian President Putin presided over military drills in Belarus, Ukraine's neighbor, on Saturday. This is VOA News. Hundreds of police swept through the streets of Canada's capital of Ottawa Saturday, arresting and driving out protesters. AP correspondent Julie Walker has more.
Police in riot gear pushed them back from Parliament Hill as they tried to maintain the occupation they've had since late last month. Police used pepper spray after they say a gas canister was thrown at them. Protester Salah Sharif says their demonstrations against COVID restrictions and the government will continue.
We just stand for our country, man, for our freedom.
Officials also used emergency powers to seize bank accounts connected to protesters, totaling roughly the equivalent of $2.5 million, and closed a bridge into Ottawa from Quebec to prevent more protesters. I'm Julie Walker.
Crews are clearing fallen trees and working to restore power to about 400,000 people in Britain as Western Europe cleans up from one of the most damaging storms in years. Named Storm Eunice by the British and Irish weather services, and Storm Zeynep in Germany, Friday's storm was the second to hit the region in a week. At least 12 people were killed, many by falling trees, in Ireland, Britain, Belgium, the Netherlands, and Germany. The UK's National Rail Association said routes across most of Britain remained affected Saturday morning. UK's Met Office Weather Service said more strong winds would hit the southern coast of England and Wales on Saturday. Somalian state television said at least 13 people were killed in the central Somali town of Beledweyne on Saturday after a suicide bomber blew themselves up in a restaurant that witnesses said was packed with local officials and politicians. The Al-Shabaab militant group claimed responsibility for the attack, according to a report by Site Intelligence, which monitors militant groups online. The hardline Islamist group, which frequently attacks government targets and civilians, has made two attacks in the past 2 weeks. Somali National Television said on Twitter that a further 18 people were injured in Saturday's attack. One of those killed in the attack in Beledweyne was a candidate in an ongoing parliamentary election. Parliamentary elections began on November 1st and were initially supposed to end December 24th. They are currently due to be completed on February 25th. And the Wall Street Journal is reporting that U.S. health regulators are looking at authorizing a potential fourth dose of a COVID-19 vaccine in the fall, citing sources familiar with the matter. The Food and Drug Administration has been reviewing data to authorize a second booster dose of some vaccines. You can find more on this and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton.